So would you say then that that was probably the inspirational moment in your life when you discovered the true value of the herbs?
That was the inspirational moment, and I realized, gee whiz, all these years I've been coming down, chopping this stuff down, looking for treasure. I mean, the real treasure is growing right out of the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
100,000 species of plants. So I maintain those botanicals kind of as a stash. And then I met a lady, Nicole Maxwell, and she was introduced to me by an Amazonian wildlife photographer. And Nicole had an experience also in the rainforest back in the mid-1900s. And she had cut her arm with a machete. She was on assignment with a Bolivian newspaper down there.
Oh, my gosh.
She had cut her arm with a machete, and some of the locals had just chopped in. They couldn't stop the bleeding.
Wow.
Some of the Indians that were with her cut into the bark of a tree, a Croton lachiri tree, which sap is really red, looks uh-huh. just like blood.
Okay.
And they dripped that into the wound, and it sealed the wound up, and it healed with almost no scarring.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It was amazing, and it was so impressive to her that she spent the next 30 years living in outside of Iquitos, Peru, studying medicinal plants.
Wow.
She wrote a book, a beautiful book, Witch Doctor's Apprentice, Searching for Medicinal Plants in the Amazon. It was published in the 1960s.
Okay.
And so anyway, I met her, and she was telling me some of her experiences, and I was relaying some of my experiences, and then it finally hit me that, wow, these botanicals are a treasure. Because essentially I was a treasure hunter, and I thought, you know, well, so I just sold my other company, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and we started the Amazon Herb Company, just right. dealing with botanical treasures.
Wow. Do you know what the name of that tree is?
Yeah, Sangre de Drago, Croton lachiri.
Okay. Wow, that's incredible.
So amazing.
Yeah.
Not only does it fill up wounds, it's by dry weight, when you dry the sap,
uh-huh.
almost pure antioxidant.
Oh, wow.
90% pure proanthocyanidin. And on top of that, it's full of caspins, which cause the fibroblast cells in the skin to migrate. And that's what speeds up healing, wound healing, but it also, fibroblast cells are responsible for collagen production. So it's wonderful as a skincare product, too.
Oh, wow. Some incredible stuff down there. Oh, my goodness.